This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So listen, shove it on now in Rochester at 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock, and also our friends at Rock 100.5, The Cat in Oklahoma City, and of course Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station in Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Welcome to the program, big one for you, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Head Chef is back. And Ted brings us food that has gone too far.
Coming too far.
Up, Noah Sherlock on the way. We will drink and toast with the shot of the day. And in the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Sean, are you on the team sober or team not sober?
Team sober today.
That's great. All right, Sean. Sean, our men's room poll. As we have a story here, we're a Tennessee man. Hello there, Rock 105. Is accused of dipping his testicles in a customer's salsa.
He's not accused of it. He's on video doing exactly that.
We are asking you, Sean, to eat a food after testicles have been dipped in it. Mm-hmm. So will you eat salsa, tartar, a milkshake, or queso?
I'm going with tartar sauce, because that's what I dip my fries in.
So why do you want to dip your fries in the place that the guy just dropped his satchel?
If I had to get that close to, like, his satchel, I'd rather it be something I enjoy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if it's like, look, you got to eat broccoli that's had a satchel on. Or,
yeah.
I'm going to say there's no way out, right? Dude's dropping them in there either way.
No matter what.
I'm going vanilla milkshake.
I feel better with the corn chip.
Also, PSA that we do every week. The poll is supposed to be something you don't want to do.
That's
they
why we
pick
ask.
One.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
It's a no for me. Right, we would all pick no.
Yes, if that were an option, we'd all pick no. We don't think you want testicle-tainted food.
It'll think you do.
I mean, yes, that's our assumption.
Right, our bad.
We're presumptive.
Twitter is a special place, Sean. If you want to vote there on our men's room poll, just follow us at Men's Room Live.
It does get interesting.
I'll be voting after
that. How did he do that? We didn't ask you that.
Right?
Yeah.
And no matter what you answer, we still don't expect you to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the past Super Bowl. Like, who do you want to win, the Rams or the Patriots? Well, I don't like either team, so the Eagles.
Right.
They're not playing.
Right. Why make it difficult? All right, here is your question. What is the capital of Missouri?
Capital of Missouri. Oh.
Why are you laughing, man? You just have no effing idea?
I have no idea.
That's why I asked.
I imagine it's something smaller than I'm thinking.
Isn't it Kansas City?
Come on, Miles, you're usually pretty good at this, man.
Jefferson City?
Jefferson City.
Okay.
Jefferson.
Oh.
Jefferson City.
I assume it's on the east part of the state.
Jefferson?
The east side.
East side.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, look at that.
What do we have?
Oh, man, oh, man. Time for a men's room members-only question. Now, this is a question where the answer is one of the members of the Men's Room radio show, and we assure you that all of these questions and answers are, in fact, true. That's the terrifying thing. So in this case, which member of the men's room has hand-fed a tiger? Which member of the men's room hand-fed a tiger?
Hand-fed a tiger?
I mean that we all have both of our
I'm
hands.
I'm with you.
Hand-fed a tiger?
He guesses
I mean,
me.
Miles does love dogs.
All right.
Brother, it is not me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's real simple. If it is a wild animal, I'm not effing with it. It's just that easy.
Okay, Sean, we're going to give you another guess anyway, because I'm curious who your next guess is going to be. So it's not Steve.
Miles.
No, it's not me.
No.
I'm just as shocked that someone fed a tiger as you are. Keep guessing.
Alan,
Mike,
Ted. So three left. Robin.
Get on.
No, that was going to be my guess.
Mm-mm.
All right, Sean, keep guessing.
So it's going to be either Mike or Ted. Let's go with Mike.
Oh, no way. Hold on.
Time out for a minute, Sean. We got to get a little information on this. I've never heard this before.
All right, so what in the hell? Where did you hand feed a tiger?
Okay, it is not as awesome as... I shouldn't say it's not as awesome as it sounds. It's not as huge as it sounds.
I grabbed someone else's child as a human shield so I can escape.
We got a safari in Africa or something?
No, when I was a lot younger, my family and I, we took a trip out to Eastern Washington, and there is this zoo, basically, is what it is, but it's like a big cat zoo.
Like a tiger sanctuary or a big cat sanctuary?
Well, it's not necessarily a sanctuary. It's just a zoo that features a lot of big cats.
Okay.
And one of the features at this zoo was that you could pay to feed either a tiger or a lion.
And what did you feed, a tiger?
I fed a tiger. Cool. Fed him a little chicken bone. What
did you ride it?
No, of course I didn't ride
it. Ronnie James Dio has
it. Anytime you do, that's what it is. Let's ride the tiger.
Although later in the same song, he says, jump from the tiger.
Stay away from the afternoon.
I've made a mistake.
Are you feeding it through a fence?
Exactly what it is. So they bring out the tiger. He's not sedated or anything like that, but he is on the other side of this chain link fence.
Oh, chain link. That'll keep him out.
That's right. And they give you this chicken leg, basically, is what it was. And then you just kind of, you have to hold it a certain way so that your fingers aren't sticking through the fence. And then you stick that chicken bone through there. And it kind of does that little side bite and grabs the chicken bone from you. And then it just sits there and crunches on it.
Wow. I'll be damned.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Cool. And it was actually one of the tigers from Gladiator. Fact.
For real?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Somehow that makes it cooler.
I'm glad it was one of the animals.
Were you entertained, Mike?
I was very entertained. Good reference, my man. Well done.
All right, here's your next question. I like that you got that wrong as many times as you possibly could. All right, here's your next question. The first lady of which state just got in trouble after handing out cotton to black students on a tour of a slave cottage? I just read this today. So there's a tour in the state of a slave cottage, right? And there's 20 or 23 kids there. Three of the kids are black. The other students are white. So it's three black kids. And this is the governor's wife. She hands them, only hands the
only
black kids.
Only the three?
Just the black, not everybody. In which case you go, okay, this is more of a historical thing. She hands it to just the three black kids and says something to the effect of, and I'm just paraphrasing, like, can you imagine how horrible that must have been? They're probably like, yeah, bitch!
You gotta be kidding.
I swear to God. This, yeah. I mean, it's either happened.
You think it is.
Yeah, today or yesterday. This state is going through some trouble right now anyway. Yeah,
this state basically has turned into the new Hold My Beer.
This reminds me of a video that I watched. I'm going to send you guys after I'm off of here. I'm going with Alabama.
Oh, well, you better hang on, friend, because that's wrong. It was the state of Virginia.
That is correct. You got the governor in blackface, and then the wife's like, hey, black kids, here's some cotton. Like your mammy used to pick. Like, good God, man. I swear, I read that this morning. I decided to, like, step away from the computer and smoke a cigarette.
I just saw
like, do I have to
Virginia.
Fly all the way to Virginia to slap a bitch and then fly all the way back to do a show?
And was it the attorney general that was in blackface as well?
The attorney general and the governor were in blackface. The black dude who's a lieutenant governor has a sexual assault case pending against him.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia.
God, they're just a messed up state.
They've always been a messed up state. Trust me. Living in Maryland, like everyone on the East Coast is aware of what Virginia actually is. All right? Just take my word for that. So... this stuff happening now, I understand for national news, this is, oh my God, I can't believe it. Everyone that lives in the area is like, yeah, yeah, that's how it's always been. But the first lady, she, unbelievable. All right, here's your next
question.
Well,
they do keep polo crew shirts alive. And you know,
they really do.
Yeah, they really do a nice job of that.
Your next question, this comes from our friend KEITH, our affiliate in Toledo. His question is, the Jeweled Shillelagh is awarded to the winner of what college football rivalry?
The Jeweled Shillelagh.
Yes.
Shillelagh.
You can probably guess one of the teams just based on Shillelagh.
And then the other one is...
the other one, well, one team is Notre Dame, and I'm not sure the other team.
It's another historic team like that. The rivalry, I don't think it's as big now, but back in the day, it was pretty mad. Because they're not located close to each other.
Notre Dame,
you know it, Miles.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to guess it's... yeah.
I don't know.
Trojan Man.
Notre Dame and USC.
At first, I thought it might have been Navy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because remember, they played Navy over in Dublin a couple years ago.
That's not even fair.
I was going to go like Tulane and Grambling.
Yeah, the Jeweled Shillelagh.
I have a buddy that's from Dublin, and we were hanging out in an Irish pub. And I was like, oh, this must be just like home. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like... blah, blah, blah. And then we're like, look, Notre Dame's on. This is just for you. And he's like, you guys are...
I hate you all.
Right. Put up your dukes. That's how he talks all the time.
And we chased him into a rainbow. All right. Here's the question. Actor, producer Kevin Smith portrayed what character in Clerks, Chasing Amy, and Dogma?
Silent Bob.
Nice. Good job, Bear Sean.
That's a pretty good gig. Like, look, I'm going to be in a bunch of movies and just not talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all his movies, right?
Yeah, basically. Or yeah. He's one of, like, three guys that are kind of behind it all, but I like it. Yeah, I'm in every movie I do. I just don't say anything.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the game?
Berserker.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dola!
Hola! Tim, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Tim. All right, Tim, our men's room poll, pick one to eat. Would you take testicles dipped in salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
I gotta go queso for the Fremunda cheese.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
Cheese on cheese.
All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. In horse racing, what is a Yankee? Is it 3 bets, 9 bets, or 11 bets? Make this number of bets, they call it a Yankee.
A Yankee. 3, 9, or 11 are the choices?
That is correct.
My gut's telling me 11. I gotta go 11.
Oh! Ooh. How about that?
Nice talking with
no
you.
No gut rot on you, Tim. Very good on team.
Do you know why?
I have absolutely no idea why.
In betting in what?
In horse racing.
Oh, it's a horse race.
That's another question.
Is that a full day of races? Or is that just a number of bets on one particular race?
I do not know. Again, this comes to us from KEITH.
Oh, I see.
Our Keith affiliate in Toledo. Oh, another one's
in Ohio. Okay. More A Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Ola, also on the way, the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has food that's gone too far. More of your calls on Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has food that's gone too far. We'll do that right after the game known as Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, speaking of, do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
David, welcome to the program. Welcome to Big Dummy, our men's room poll today. As we have a story from the news where a Tennessee man is accused of dipping his testicles in a customer's salsa on the delivery drive there. We want to know, you have to eat one of these foods after testicles have been dipped in it. So will it be salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
Milkshake.
Okay.
What flavor of milkshake would you go for, knowing what's going to happen to it?
Strawberry.
Wait a minute.
Oh, so, I like strawberry shakes.
Now, would you pick strawberry all the time, or a strawberry specific, like, hey, man, if there's going to be testicles in it, I want a fruit flavor?
All the time.
Okay.
Hey, right. By the way, what's your name again?
David.
David, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, David. Welcome to the show.
All right, David. Here is your question. What brand of seasoning was named after a famous prime rib restaurant?
Johnny's?
What did you guess?
Johnny's?
Yeah.
McCormick?
Lowry's.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where is Lowry's? Yeah. Kansas City?
I think it might be. It's one of those things, like, once I read it, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. But I'd have never pieced it together.
Pretty sure. Seems like Johnny's and Lowry's are pretty close. They're pretty similar.
They're all pretty similar. Yeah. Right?
Except Old Bay.
Old Bay is completely different. I don't even know how to describe Old Bay to people. Like, Old Bay tastes like Old Bay and like nothing else. Your question, the Roanoke Colony was established in which present-day U.S. state?
I forgot. Massachusetts?
I'm going to guess Virginia just because there's a Roanoke, Virginia, but
that's what I would guess, and you'd be wrong. But close, North Carolina.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, look at that. I believe we have an audio daily double.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Wow.
That is quality sound effects.
We've really got some good stuff going on here.
Yes. All right, this is a multiple choice question. It's one of the following animals is making the sound. Do you believe that the sound you're about to hear is made from a dog, a monkey, a bird, or a squirrel?
Okay.
So can,
I mean, it sounds like a dog to me. I don't know what else the hell it could be.
Bird. Dog.
That's what worries me.
He says bird?
Could be a parrot.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
You are correct, Sox. It is, in fact, a bird, not a parrot. It's a cockatoo.
And it's imitating a dog.
Wait, play that thing again? That's ridiculous. Yeah. Shut your dog up.
I don't have a dog.
Right.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Big Hola.
Hola.
Bobby on Team Sober, Team Not Sober today.
Team Sober today.
Team Sober, Bob, welcome to the show. All right, Bob. Men's room poll. You got to pick one to eat after testicles have been dipped in it. Will it be salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
I was contemplating this, and that strawberry milkshake sounded pretty good.
Strawberry milkshake.
Okay.
Would you like a redhead to do the dipping?
Right. Keep it consistent.
Definitely.
Okay.
Oh, man. By the way, just reading some of the comments coming in. As far as the poll goes, it says, I'm going salsa all the way for the poll. And then they finish it with, also, I pooped twice before leaving home and then twice since starting work. It's not the three rule, but do I get to go home?
No.
It's gotta be, you need to poop three times at work. So what I would do is hold one of the two from home, bring it to work. Then when you do the other two work ones, you hit three, bam, go home. All right. Perfect. Here is your question. Long Island Sound separates Long Island from what state?
Long Island Sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's long with a K.
Yeah, Long Island Sound.
Long Island.
Long Island Long Sound. Island. Long this Island. Is the Long, Long Island
Long
Sound.
Long Island.
Long Island. Which state? New York.
Jersey?
Connecticut.
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 Also known as Connecticut's.
Yeah, plural.
Okay.
Yeah. It is funny because Long Island definitely has like a
Long
accent.
Island, right.
Yeah.
Long Island.
But Connecticut.
Connecticut's.
Connecticut's don't have one.
Yeah. We just go plural in Connecticut. I met a woman in Florida. Like, I'm from Connecticut's. Said, I didn't know there was more than one. And I got absolutely no response.
She didn't get it because she's from there.
Well, I
so
figured
she doesn't
either
realize.
She doesn't get it or she thinks I'm an a-hole. Either way, this is awkward. This is very awkward. Mm. All right, your question. What two colors are most often confused by people who are colorblind?
Blue and green.
Red and green. Red and green.
Red.
They must hate Christmas.
Yeah, to them, it's just like so ugly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question three, Bob.
Here we go.
Question number three. What army was founded by General William Booth?
I don't know. The Kiss Army.
Great answer.
You know, that's not a bad guess. It's actually the Salvation Army.
Oh, all right.
Right. So,
same difference.
Kiss Army. How old are you to say Kiss Army?
I am 50.
Yeah, I'm 50 as well.
Kiss Army.
Right. Like, I think it was something for us as a child. Mm-hmm. Mail us $5 and we'll send you whatever it was.
That's right.
The good old days.
Hell yeah.
All right, your question. What word is used for an adult female sheep?
A ewe.
That is correct.
You got it.
All right, very good. You got it. See what he did there?
That's right.
E-W-E.
I got sheep jokes.
You. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Connor, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. I'm at work right now.
All right. I'm glad you're working hard.
He didn't say that. He said he's sober.
Connor, men's room poll today. You got to eat one after they've had the testicles dipped in it. Will it be salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
I'll have to go queso.
Queso.
Oh.
I'm with him.
I don't know why it bugs me so much,
I just
man.
Like queso.
I like queso. I like everything on there. I don't want anyone's testicles in it, but for queso bugs me. Queso and milkshake bug me the most.
You know why it bothers you the most, queso?
Why?
Because you know that when your testicles would hit it, it would feel the best out of the four choices. It'd be like getting in a hot tub.
A thick hot tub.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
I think it's more that I keep imagining them pulling them out. And with the queso and the milkshake, everything's still stuck to it.
You know what I mean?
Like, that bothers me more.
I think texture-wise, I'd go guacamole.
I don't know.
I think queso would feel the best.
Well, avocado does mean testicles.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes sense.
I'm kind of surprised you've never had any cheese on your testicles to begin with, Miles.
No, never have.
You strike me as a guy who may have.
Yeah. And there's got that whole fried chicken story.
Yeah, no. Dad's tacos tonight. You know what I mean.
All right, here's your question. What war was the setting for the TV show MASH?
MASH?
MASH.
I don't know. Civil War.
Korean War?
Korean War. And the TV show lasted longer than the war. Go figure. All right, your question. What is the largest island in Washington State?
Largest island in Washington State?
In Washington State.
Bridge?
Any guesses?
Bainbridge?
Whidbey.
Oh! Whidbey. No kidding.
Whidbey like is land.
I like Whidbey Island.
On what day was Pearl Harbor attacked?
December 6, 1941.
December, what did you say, 6th?
December 7th, 1941. Question 4, Connor. All right, I have faith in you on this question. A light aircraft without an engine is called a what?
Biplane.
Glider?
Glider.
Damn it.
Well, my faith was misplaced.
Yes, yes, it was, girl.
You landed on a Men's Room members only question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of the Men's Room radio show, and we assure you all answers and questions, in fact, are true. In this case, which member of the Men's Room has had their poetry published?
They're well published?
Poetry.
Like there once was a man from Nantucket.
Oh. This is a wild card here. Ryan.
Oh. No, the member of the men's room that once had their poetry published, that would be our very own Robin Fox.
Oh. Uh-huh. Very nice. What it was published.
Look at her face.
What did you publish?
Oh, Ted,
yeah,
nice with
like, details. I was like in the knees deep in teenage angst. Okay. 15, 16.
Right.
Got published in a book and got invited to D.C. for some banquet or something, but couldn't afford it.
What was the name of the poem?
Oh, God, it was so long ago. I'd have to find it for you.
Suck all up on it.
It was
blood red hate.
It was so sad. It was about someone's spouse dying. And
Jesus.
Something about how sad it was to go up the stairs at night without them or something. It was horrible.
And no flags went up to any teacher.
Charlie Newman is happy.
Somebody said, hey, man.
Turned out
maybe
fine.
Go down the hall and talk to somebody for a minute or nothing like that.
No,
check
no.
our locker for
you
dead
sure?
squirrels.
All right, they missed something there.
Good Lord.
I said, get this kid down to the office and have her talk to that lady immediately.
Jeez Louise.
What's your favorite animal, Robin? Pandas. Sad ones.
I like Smurfs because they're blue.
Like penguins.
Like the liquor Smurf.
What's that now?
The liquor Smurf.
Liquor Smurf.
Just a stupid reference to a stupid TV show. A guy's drinking blue liquor. He makes a hot tub out of liquor. Now he's covered in blue. it's a liquor Smurf.
One and only Jim Liddy.
Oh, attaboy.
All right, here's your question.
I am a liquor.
In which film did Roger Moore first play James Bond? I want to say the title track of this was a pretty big hit, which often they are. And then the title track was covered again by a rock band. I thought they were joking. Turns out they were being serious. And it was a pretty big hit for them.
Sense to Kill?
For your eyes only?
Live and let die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, listen to them making fun of Paul McCartney. My buddy's like, dude, they're being serious. I was like, oh, then this is bad. Seriously, I thought they were joking. All right. Your next question, who is the current women's bantamweight champion of the UFC?
Oh, my. Well, I don't watch UFC, so...
That makes it hard.
Yeah.
That's go ahead. Spin it for
Rousey, Adam. Uh-huh.
What do you think it says?
Amanda Nunes?
Holly Holm.
Oh, she's back.
I didn't know she was champ right now.
I didn't. Good for her.
No.
No.
Mike's saying no, no, no. I'm like,
why did you give me this question, Mike? God damn
Maybe
it.
Maybe it's old. Mike, all right, all right. Hang on.
Now I really want to know.
I don't know. I actually want to know.
He's looking it up.
Looking it up.
Bantamweight.
I'm sorry. That was my fault.
You set me up.
Oh, I Rose?
Did. The bitch set me
Rose,
up.
Rose, right? I'm just... 13!
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm almost there.
Okay, okay. You let us know.
I can't spell bantam.
All right, here
is... He's actually working on it.
Here's your next question. Sugarloaf Mountain, this is a real place. Sugarloaf Mountain looks over which Brazilian city? You've seen pictures of Sugarloaf Mountain, I promise you.
Brazil.
No city.
What Brazilian Brazil. City?
Oh, Rio de Janeiro.
All right. Nice job there,
yeah, Sugarloaf Mountain, that's where the Christ is bragging about the size of the fish he caught.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Actually Sugarloaf Mountain.
It's a big fish.
It is. I caught a fish this big.
All the way up there.
Isn't there a Sugarloaf Mountain in Maryland?
Is there?
I think there's a Sugarloaf ski resort someplace like in
I think
in,
there was a Sugarloaf
Vermont
Mountain or... I went like hiking on once.
Sugarloaf sounds like something I click on a porn channel. Like,
Mike, you're right. Saying it was Amanda Nunes?
It was. Sorry, I was going for a completely different question there, and I had a brain fart, and I screwed that one up. I apologize. Yes, it is Amanda Nunes. That was not the question that I wanted to write down. I dumped it up.
We'll accept
it.
No,
it's okay. Look, man, I asked it. I don't know what it looks like an idiot.
I just saw Holly Holm in a commercial.
That's cool.
Big W is the game, 844-999-OLA.
Thank you for your contribution, Ted.
I mean, she's around, is my point.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, tea bags and whores.
Hola. Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jerry. Welcome to the show. All right, Jerry, our men's room poll. You're going to eat a food that has had testicles dipped in it. So will it be salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
Well, I want my palate to be as numb as possible when I have to eat this, so I'm going with the coldest one, the milkshake.
The milkshake it is. Right.
You know, in theory, man, you're not going to taste the evidence that they've dipped it.
It's just the knowledge.
Like the woman, this was inspired by an actual thing that happened. A delivery driver, the person in her car, dips his satchel and a customer salsa because that customer tips poorly. The thing is, she didn't know it when she got it. There's no evidence in the taste. It didn't look at it. She ate her food. The thing is, the video surfaced later, and she still didn't see it. The cops saw it, and then they had to contact her. So how do you think she feels like, hey, ma'am, just so you know, you've eaten some testicle residue because he dropped them in your salsa. All right, here's your question. How many soldiers are shown raising the flag over Iwo Jima?
Four.
Six?
Six. I guess wrong myself this morning. All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Which artist, this is creepy, this is messed up. Which artist was named after his stillborn brother who had died the year before, right?
So
the parents had a kid, the kid was stillborn, but they had a name picked out. The kid died. A year later, they have this artist, they give him the same name. Was it Galileo Galilei, Vincent van Gogh, or Salvador Dali?
Salvador Dali.
Vincent van Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh.
Vincent just seems like a creepy name.
What?
Vincent.
Well, the first Vincent didn't make it, so like, let's try again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I mean, if you do choose to do that, I don't know if I'd tell my kid.
He was real appreciative of that opportunity.
Yeah, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what country would you find the state of Tabasco?
The state of Tabasco.
That is correct.
Guatemala.
Mexico.
Yes.
Chihuahua, Tabasco.
Sinaloa. Chimichanga.
Yes, chimichanga.
Mexifries.
Nacho Supreme.
Well, that's like Tex-Mex. It's really just like a Texas thing, right?
Yeah, kind of like, we like Mexican food, we like Mexican ingredients, but this is how we do it here.
Yeah.
Right? What was the name of the sect that was raided by the FBI in Waco, Texas in 1993?
Oh, French Davidian.
Good call. Good job, I remember Jerry. David Koresh. I didn't remember the name of them.
Yeah, they tried to release Ranch Davidian dressing. It just didn't go over too well.
This has a funny taste to it.
With Motley Croutons.
Can't put my
Vince Neil and David Koresh had teamed up. Listen, ma'am, you introduce the Ranch Davidian dressing. I'll add Motley Croutons. We'll make a ton of money. So I can just eat the fat off of the bacon. Save the meat for everyone.
Like he would like the croutons the best.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's why
I like where the carbs are, man.
That's why at the end of Home Sweet Home, he's just like eating chicken, just humming. Mm,
sucking sauce.
I mean, if you ever go to a salad bar, you know that person.
Oh, yeah.
It's covered in ranch dressing. There's like two pieces of lettuce in there, and then it's like
that's
cheese,
me.
Croutons.
If I have to go to a salad bar, it's like, dude, there's nothing but boiled eggs, bacon, cheese, like a piece of lettuce.
All dressing. Quiet back here while Vince digests. He needs his digestion quiet.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLAMORE, Big Dummy, and a brand new contestant on the way, as well as the head chef in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has food that's gone way too far. That is all coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has food that's gone too far. Coming up right after the game known too as far. Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the Men's Room.
On Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
I'm on Team Sober. I'm working, right. Walking the dog.
Okay. Well, Jen, welcome to the show. All right, Jen, you got to pick one to eat. Will you pick salsa that's had testicles dipped in it, or tartar, a milkshake, or queso?
I'm doing a strawberry banana milkshake.
Strawberry Ooh. Banana milkshake.
I like it.
Everything's represented.
Exactly. The berries and everything.
Yeah. Tell you what, that's two good flavors. Go ahead and double dip in there.
Oh, I can double dip my...
I'm still drinking it.
I like that milkshake so much, you can do it twice. All right, here is your question. According to Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, what was the only airline that has never had a crash?
Considering I've never seen that movie.
Ooh, that'll make this one hard.
Delta? I don't know.
United?
Wapner.
Qantas.
Qantas. Mm-hmm. According to Rain Man.
I was thinking, how many of those airlines are even around anymore? I guess that one is.
Yeah, it's still around.
I mean, is that
the Australian one? Which
yeah.
one? Okay, Australian.
I think Mike's never seen that movie. He didn't get the Wapner joke.
Ah. All right. Jen, what's been on Earth longer, sharks or trees?
I want to say it's sharks, considering most life started in the water, and I'm shark obsessed. So,
sharks.
I'm going to say sharks.
All right, nice job, Jen.
You are correct.
And wasn't the whole Earth covered in water at one point?
They believe so. Yeah, sharks have been around for about 400 million years. Trees have been around for 350 million years.
Hmm. Youngsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Relatively speaking.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitch,
hola.
Hola.
All right, Steve, you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober as a judge.
All right. Well, depends on what judge you get. Men's room poll, pick one to eat. Yep. Testicles dipped in salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
I'll go for queso.
Queso. Me too, man. I'm right there with you.
I am. All right, here is your question. What was Cinderella's real name?
Oh, boy.
I hate these goddamn Disney questions. I really do.
Amy Fitzpatrick.
That was her real name. How about Cindy?
Not a bad guess.
What is it?
You're close. It was Ella.
Oh, Ella.
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 Then why are they called Cinderella? I don't get it. And it's called freaking Ella. Like, if her name's Ella, and it's about her, just call it Ella.
So she got burned in a fire.
Yeah, Cinderella. Luau Cinderella.
To say, I think it's a Rihanna song. Ella.
Uh-huh.
Ella, Ella, Ella.
Who did Tony Romo replace in 2006 as the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, boy. 2006.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's the guy that always gets replaced. Whoever replaces this guy
is good
forever.
Like, he was in New England, he gets an injury, and some guy named, well, I don't know, Tom Brady stepped in.
This guy's perfectly fine all by himself, right. But it just seems anytime he gets hurt, the next heir apparent takes over.
Good to tell you.
Poor Drew Bledsoe. Nicknamed Drew Bledsoe much on his insides.
Boy, oh boy, he almost...
He played for San Diego one time, but I didn't know he played for Dallas.
Did he play in San Diego?
I think you're confusing your Cougar quarterbacks.
Yes.
That was Ryan Leaf.
Oh, yeah. Much different story for both of those.
Bledsoe a Cougar, though, too.
All right. The insomnia medication Zolpidem Tartrate. It's most commonly marketed under what trade name here in the United States? And as a hint, some people blame it for occasional racism.
I don't know. Sleepies.
Ambien.
Yeah.
I only drop the N-word when I'm sleeping.
I know. Damn. I mean, these days you can just say wherever you are. Why do it when you're asleep? All right, what is the capital of Puerto Rico?
The San Juan?
Very good.
You be all correct and stuff. Dang.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hola. Ah. Johnny, sober, not sober.
Oh, hi, Kai, boy.
What's that, John?
Too many people are sober today. It's boring.
So you're not sober.
He's high as a kite.
Oh, good for you, John.
High as a kite.
Yeah.
All right, John, you got to pick one to eat. Is it going to be testicles dipped in salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
Oh, man. I'd go with a nice, chunky Oreo shake.
All right.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
You know what? Oreo shake. Dip it three times.
Yeah. You know, I like that salt.
Pretty soon, I'm going to get to the level where I'm just doing sexual favors for milkshakes.
That's a good theory, John, because the salt and the sweet go well together.
Yeah, somebody else said they get a caramel shake and just have a salted caramel shake on the stuff.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right, here is your question. This is another one provided to us by our Toledo affiliate, KEITH. What two U.S. capital cities have rhyming names? One is in the northeast, one is in the south.
One is in the northeast, one's where?
One is in the northeast, one is in the south.
And these state capitals rhyme.
They rhyme, yes.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, I don't even know my capitals right now.
Right now. I dig it.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah,
we'll I'll let you marinate on that.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Miles. You're the state capital guy.
I'm just trying to think.
Can you give us one and we can guess the other?
I mean, Annapolis and Indianapolis don't really rhyme.
One is in Massachusetts.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
And the capital of Cambridge?
Springfield.
Uh-oh. Then we have a wrong question. I had Boston.
Gee, that's on you guys.
Boston's not the capital of Massachusetts.
Is it not?
Yeah, Springfield.
Thanks, Keith. But it's Boston and Austin.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah, you had no chance of getting that. My bad.
Okay. God, thanks, Keith. I might be wrong. Let me look.
Let's double check.
Well, Springfield, Mass. Is the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I thought it was. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The capital of Massachusetts is Boston.
All right. Oh. Thanks, Keith. It is, in fact, Boston and Austin. All right.
Oh, yeah. Springfield's just the seat of Hamden.
All right, hang on the line there for us, John. Hang on, we'll get back to it.
That's exactly why I couldn't remember.
All right, that. It was Boston and Austin. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999. Only we've got more of Big Dummy coming up here in seconds, along with the head chef. Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way with food that's gone too far.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.